podcast featuring. I said featuring.
What?
Featuring Jay-Z Nicholas.
Hello.
And Nick Ginter.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Hey. Hey, who's that voice? Did we hire somebody?
How's it going? Yeah, we have our own spokesperson now. His name is Timmy.
It's July the 28th, 2014.
Yeah.
Third episode, right? Third episode. Comic-Con special.
I hope we're not talking too quietly.
Yeah. Last time we messed up on our mics there.
Yeah, Jay-Z. Jay-Z messed up on our mic.
Yeah, the Comic-Con special. A lot of news came out of there.
Comic-Con special.
You're not doing that again.
Comic-Con special.
All right, here we go. You can start with your gaming news because I probably don't know 80% of what you're going to be talking about.
Well, a big thing that we're both really big part of, I guess. The Walking Dead Season 3 confirmed at Comic-Con.
Yeah. The game, not the TV.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah. There's already a Season 3.
Yeah, what do you think about that, man?
I'm just curious as to who you're going to play as.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's still one episode left, right?
Yeah, one more episode.
Yeah. And then you get to... You'll kind of maybe find out. Because people didn't know, like, until they announced that you could play as Clementine in Season 2, right? But I kind of figured that that's who you'd be playing
as. I wanted them to go to a different character.
Really? Yeah. It would be nice to kind of go back to like the start again, but with a bunch of different characters.
Yeah, like be an adult or somebody with a higher...
Yeah.
Leadership role.
Not that Clementine's, you know.
Yeah, but it's like weird for like a 10-year-old to be like a leader. You don't really feel that.
I guess so. Yeah, she's like the only smart one out of all of them.
What do you think we should do, Clementine? Why don't you go get us some water?
Clementine, why don't you go over by those trees over there where we can't see you? You're really gonna send out like a little kid to go do your shit for you? Like, come on.
Playing as her. But yeah.
It'd be kind of cool though if you play it as like one of the characters in the group now.
But, yeah, possibly. Yeah,
but then again, I'd like to go back.
Or somebody who finds it sometime.
A pregnant chick's baby, like,
oh man,
like 15 years later.
15 years later, everybody's still alive.
Yeah, it's like the zombies are still here.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see what characters we'll play.
Yeah,
the. Onto some trailers here. You have Ho Ho Come.
Ho Ho Come.
Yeah, it's a really weird indie game. You take on the role of a curious flying snake-like character, a Technicolor calligraphic worm-like, kite-like being.
I had no idea what you just said, but apparently you get to be a flying snake called Ho Ho Come.
It's really
Ho Ho Come.
Really colorful.
Ho Ho Come. Anyway, yeah, that's gonna be fun.
That's like the only trailer we have here. Oh, Halo 2 cinematic trailer.
That looks really cool.
Yeah,
I remember playing Halo 2. Like, it was way back when
Halo
I was
Halo 2 is like my favorite Halo game.
Like way back when I was like, you know, ignorant towards games. I was just kind of like,
oh yeah, whatever, Halo 2.
Yeah, I played it and I was like, hey, it was actually pretty good. And Halo 3, I didn't feel that magic that I felt when I was playing Halo 2. You know what I'm saying?
Halo 2 is like by far the best Halo they made.
That's cool that they're doing that though.
And overhauled cutscenes look really, really great.
Really sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy graphics.
I remember playing those games like my cousins, like parties and all that.
Sexy cutscenes. Speaking of sexy, Forza 2 revealed its first 100 cars, though not the full list Forza 2 will have. 200 cars and possibly more. What? Anyway, Forza 2. Yeah. 100 cars.
For the Xbox One.
That's sexy. Speaking of sexy again, Batman Arkham Knight. Pre-order exclusive DLC. You get to play as Red Hood or Harley Quinn.
And Harley Quinn, I think.
I like Red Hood, though. I like that.
Yeah. Have you seen the image they showed?
Yep.
It's like actual hood. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's not like saying that word a lot. Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool, man.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, really sexy, as you said.
Really sexy Red Hood. Anyway, yeah, the shitty part is, though, we're not going to be able to play that.
Yeah, because we're poor.
Because we're poor and we can't afford. both at Xbox One is it for PS3 too?
Yeah, for PS4.
PS3. Wow, would I say PS3? Yeah. I gotta get used to that. You know, the new next gen. I feel old now. I'm still talking about 360. Kids are like 360. Get out of here.
Kids nowadays are like playing on their iPhones and their Xbox One.
Kids nowadays, meanwhile, we're no better.
Well, we grew up on like the older ones.
Yeah, man, I remember I had like a Super Nintendo.
That was actually my first console I ever played on.
Super Mario World was amazing. Love that. Yeah. All right. Why don't you take this next one here?
The next one, Battlefield Hardline, is a cops and robbers like game mode. Would have been released in October of this year, but has been pushed to 2015.
Seems like a lot of things get pushed.
Yeah.
Never
because pulled. Like. Production
never pulled.
Yeah, but I've seen some gameplay of the beta for Hardline.
Cops and robbers.
Yeah, cops and robbers.
That's kind of cool, actually. Great.
Since GTA 5 doesn't have any of those game modes.
Speaking of GTA 5,
GTA 5 Online will introduce some throwback missions from older games.
I'm just hoping for some like Vice City
stuff. Yeah, they are going to bring
some
of those missions from there.
Oh man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Since I play some of that online stuff, probably check it out.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Star Wars Battlefront, and also Star Wars 7 movie, will have release dates around the same time.
That's good. Marketing-wise. Kids will go see Star Wars Episode 7 and be like...
I think they said it wasn't intentional, it just happened.
I need to play something Star Wars related. Star Wars
Battlefront! I really want them to release some gameplay footage of Battlefront.
Like, are they, like,
at least it's going to be in the DICE engine, the same engine for Battlefield.
So it's just, like, I wonder if you're still going to be able to play as, like...
Yeah, heroes, yeah.
Heroes and stuff, and heroes or villains. That was cool.
Possibly,
like,
yeah.
Like, Battlefront 2 was amazing with that.
I actually have that on this here laptop.
Really? I still have it on my PS2.
I have a bunch of mods.
It's still intact, too. Like, it still works.
I played that on, like, my Xbox
back in the day. It's a good game. I like that game.
Amazing. Especially like split screen or just
playing
buddy or something.
You're like running around trying to, like, especially like when you're playing like as heroes and villains, you go around, you try to like fucking kill each other, like
spam your attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, some more, I guess, Comic-Con Xbox One exclusive designs are for grabs. Have you seen some of the designs?
No.
You haven't?
Have not.
There's like 20 different designs. If you tweet at Xbox One with like a picture of which one you want with like hashtag.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like a picture of anything and they could put that on the design.
You actually have set designs
around. So I could take a picture.
Of your junk?
Of the tip of my penis.
Ooh.
And that could be
part
of the design.
So what do you have?
It's evil looking. It's like a snake.
Moving on. This one's really cool. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor. The Bright Lord trailer showing more story elements.
Shadow of Mordor. I get why they still make games like that.
What do you mean?
Just like, no, like just in like a lot of Lord of the Rings games.
It's like the first one they made in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they always had like a bunch of online ones and stuff.
That's the last one they made was the MMO.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Hmm. That was like from like 2010 or something. Yeah, but that was from a long time ago. But
oh, man.
Shadow of Mordor. A
long time ago, way back when I used to play with Legos. Speaking of Legos.
That was the name of the segue.
That was a forced segue. Speaking of Lego and Batman, Beyond Gotham gameplay video from Comic-Con features
Lego over Batman.
150 playable characters. Now, what do you think about that there, JT?
Well, I actually own the last Lego Batman game.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, those games are super
actually, the
fun.
Lego games are fun. I used to have the Star Wars ones. Those ones were fun.
Yeah.
And the Indiana Jones ones.
Yeah, those are fun games.
It's fun to play. I think it's fun to play with people.
Now that they have, like, voice actors and, like, more characters.
Is it not like how it was like...
Yeah, there's actual voice actors.
I hated that. Pissed me off.
Yeah, it's
Jar Binks was like...
Yeah, it's really, really charming. It's funny good. Dialogue.
It's good.
Yeah, they showed some characters you could play at Comic-Con. Just like gameplay.
I want to be able to play as Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Could you imagine that?
People would be like,
who the fuck is this guy?
One cool feature, if you play as like superheroes out of their costumes. Like Superman, the freaking Kent telephone thing will really pop down and it'll turn back to Superman. It's really funny. Cool design.
Sweet, sweet.
Speaking of cool designs here, Hyrule Warriors floor demo at Comic-Con. It's a Dynasty Warriors inspired game, but with characters from the Zelda games. Massive army based action game.
Yeah. Fun.
Can't believe you didn't see these videos.
I told you. Okay, people gotta know this by now. Jay-Z's a big gamer. I'm like
massive.
I'm like 40% gamer. Jay-Z's like a full 100%.
Yeah. But yeah, if you like Dynasty Warriors and Zelda,
There's always Zelda fans.
Check that.
I like Zelda, and the last Zelda game I played was from like 2006.
What is that?
I don't even remember.
Was it the GameCube one? No. It was like...
I think it was later than that.
Really?
I think it was for the Wii.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it was for the Wii. I just remember fishing.
Yeah, haven't played a Zelda game in a while.
Yeah, so. I probably won't.
I've fallen off that Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah, because they're crap in their bed.
Yeah.
All the time.
Seeing more like kiddish style games.
What did you hear about, like, because you know how you have, like, you got Disney Infinity and you got, like, the Skylander stuff? Mm-hmm. I heard, like, aren't they doing something, like, Nintendo's doing something like that, but with their Nintendo, really? Like, they're doing, yeah, so you can play as, like,
I'll never Mario heard anything and, about
like,
that.
Really? That's what I heard. Yeah. I heard something about that. I don't know if it's, like, a full, like, if it's actually gonna go down, but I think that's something they wanted to do, which I'm sure they will probably do at some point. Because
it's pretty smart, I guess.
I guess, but...
Well, yeah, more Zelda-type games. Adventure Time, The Secret of the Nameless Kingdom, Comic-Con trailer. Very Zelda-esque.
I still don't get Adventure Time. I try watching it, I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what's better than Adventure Time?
What?
The regular show. It's actually really adult-oriented. Now this is my territory. Some BioWare stuff.
Okay.
BioWare teased their new horror game. It's like a live action trailer.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about BioWare and what BioWare? Games they've made.
They've made Mass Effect, Dragon Age. Those are their more recent games.
Recent games.
Yeah. But Mass Effect news, really good for me and much of other Mass Effect fans. Details from Mass Effect 4 and images has been surfacing.
I'm hoping to jump on the Mass Effect bandwagon here. I might be a little late.
Yeah.
maybe a couple years late. Just a little while late.
Yeah, but one of the biggest things from those images was that the Mako from the Mass Effect 1 game is returning. If you don't know what the Mako is, it's like a... I don't know, it's an off-road vehicle.
A vehicle.
Which they removed for some reason. I don't know. I kind of liked the Mako. Well, it's set during Commander Shepard's lifetime, but it will feature new characters and a new story.
It's always good when they introduce new story. Am I right, Jay-Z?
Some old characters may return in that game, so... That's really good for me. Mass Effect. I'll go with Mass Effect Boner!
What?
You got any more gaming news?
Oh yeah. I thought you would have been happy about this, but apparently it's shit. Joss Whedon's Firefly.
Yeah, that game looks like absolute diarrhea.
Well, I heard that the cast from the movie, like they're doing, or not movie, the show.
TV show, yeah.
Well, there's the movie.
Yeah, Serenity.
Serenity. Anyway, yeah, they're gonna be lending their voices for the game.
Yeah, the game looks like a 2004 Mac computer.
Don't lie, you're probably gonna play it.
Maybe.
You know what else we should be playing?
What?
Some Hard Time.
And I'll bring that back.
Hard Time.
Oh yeah, the last thing we want to talk about was The Walking Dead episode 4.
We can't really give away stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished like the whole thing, so don't talk about anything. Don't tell me anything.
Yeah, I can't really talk about it.
Okay, all we can tell you is that some shit goes down.
There's
some really hard
decisions. It's as good and better than the other episodes.
Why, Kenny?
Yeah, there are some hard decisions to make in there.
Kenny's gotta stop being a little shit.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
Goddamn, Clementine!
Are you a Dixon brother? Okay, some television news.
My name's Lee. Television news.
There's a Better Call Saul billboard in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I saw it.
It even has like the phone number.
Better Call Saul. I'm actually kind of excited for that. I just hope it's like if it works out well.
Yeah.
That's everyone's wish, I'm sure, is that a show works out well. I know. Don't judge me. Anyway, I just want to talk a little bit, because we were talking about Supernatural back. And we were talking about how it should just end. Well, guess what?
It's never ending.
It's never going to end. Because they mentioned, and this is just rumored right now, like they don't know for sure, but they mentioned that they might be running for another 10 years. Another 10 years. Can you imagine Supernatural in 2024?
I want to kill myself.
I wonder, is this going to be Dean and Sam all the time? Because I know they were supposed to do a spinoff, and the spinoff got shut down just because it was shit. But, can't really talk about that without giving it. I don't want to give away any spoilers. But I'm sure, come on, people got to know about it by now.
Some people have
a cover your ears for 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this, starting now. Dean's a demon, and he's going to be singing some karaoke.
As a demon.
Apparently he's going to be really, really hardcore in this season. I'm kind of interested, though, just to see him as, demon.
Yeah. I don't really watch Supernatural more. I used to, but...
I told you I stopped at, season 8 was the last season I watched.
I don't even know which
season. Season 9... I don't even know what hell went on in that season.
The funniest bits in those was the ghost hunter.
Ghost facers.
Yeah, the ghost face. The ghost faces. Those episodes are hilarious.
Those were a bunch of dumb shits.
It was like a parody of all those ghost hunter.
One of the best TV episodes shows. Is the one where it's it's black and white, and it's like the Dracula episode.
I think I remember that, yeah.
There's Dracula on on a motorcycle, or not even a motorcycle, it's like a scooter, and he's driving. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Well, there's a photo, since we talked about this last episode, of Elsa in Once Upon a Time with Frozen.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that either.
Yeah, all you Once Upon a Time and Frozen fans out there.
Friends
out there. You get to see Elsa.
In Once Upon a Time.
Is she hot, Jay-Z? You heard it right here.
Probably good 8, I guess.
Good 8?
7.5, around there.
Alright. So she's not our female of the year.
No.
Then.
Of the year? What?
Oh. I mean, of the week. But we could have a female of the year at some point.
Possibly.
Moving on. I know you wanted to talk about the little...
Of the show I've been watching?
With the man.
Nathan. Nathan for you. I don't know if you guys know. It's a pretty small show, I guess.
Nathan for you.
Comedy Central TV show. This business guy.
This business tycoon.
You know, Loff?
Yeah.
The YouTuber? Yeah. He's kind of like that. He's awkward.
Yeah, he's really awkward.
Monotone. Yeah, it's like that. If you like that kind of shit, then you should watch it. It's really funny.
He just goes around and convinces
people to
to sell really weird shit.
Outrageous things, yeah.
That sounds pretty funny.
I told Nick here that he went to a frozen yogurt shop.
Yeah.
And convinced them to sell shit-flavored.
Shit-flavored yogurt. And they do it.
And they actually do. And they taste it. And it tastes like crap.
What do you think?
What else would it taste like?
If someone handed you some shit-flavored yogurt... Would you taste it?
Absolutely not.
Don't lie, you would taste it. People taste it and they expect it to not taste like shit, but it will taste like shit.
I've seen their faces when they tasted it. It was horrifying.
So you've been watching some of that?
Yeah, I watched the first episode and watched a couple clips on YouTube. There are 5-minute, 10-minute clips on YouTube.
I myself have been watching a show called Rectify. And no, it's not a erectile dysfunction. This show is
Wow. Just kidding.
What? What?
Keep going.
No, I just wanted to say that it's a good show. It's really, it's from the producers of Breaking Bad. Yeah. So it's very, very dramatic, very emotional too.
Who stars in that?
I don't even know. A bunch of, you know. Actually, there was a one guy. I think he was in. He was in I, Frankenstein, actually. So, I thought that was a great movie. But anyway, yeah, it's about this guy who gets released from prison after like 19 years. He was like convicted of murder and rape, but they found some DNA or whatever that it's like not him. But then, like, he also like said it was him, but he was innocent. So the whole show, you just kind of like, it's just him trying to get like his life back on track while there's like this senator guy who's trying to reopen the case. And yeah,
his past never leaves him.
It's a good show.
Great. There's a lot of
erectile dysfunction, Ridley Scott.
Well, there's a lot of trailers released at Comic-Con for a Comic-Con special, you know.
Comic-Con special.
First, we have Ridley Scott's Halo Nightfall trailer, 5-part digital series. Yeah, Halo. That's
isn't like a bunch of Halo shit going on, like for TV? Isn't it like a show? There's gonna be a show, isn't there?
That's the only thing. Well, they had a small.
There's a show in the works for Showtime.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they had a small series for like Machinima.
I don't know, man.
And like
I could see a show working for it. With the like with the effects and stuff that the people get for shows,
well, like Game of Thrones,
I guess, but that's like a really big budgeted, like,
yeah, it is. You know, well, small 5-part series is actually going to tie in with Halo 5,
which the game that never ends.
Yeah, the game, it's like it's supernatural,
like Assassin's Creed.
At least those games are like good, you know.
Those games are fun. Were you supposed to mention something? An Assassin's Creed something? Featuring...
Oh, yeah, the animated short we talked about.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, last.
I probably blanked out.
Yeah, because it was... because it was Rob Zombie.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Just the name.
Animated shorts at Comic-Con. Violent to look at French Revolution.
Gary Ghoul.
What?
So what if I made my last name like something like a monster?
Or Gary Ghoul.
Or Nick Ghoul.
Gary Busey.
Nick Ghoul.
Some more.
Gary Busey, male of the week.
Oh no. Never. We're never having that.
The ugliest. Hey, you didn't let me have Steve Buscemi.
Anyway, some more trailers. Steve Buscemi. Vikings season 3 trailer. I actually watched the first season of Vikings. Mm-hmm. I recommend you watch that. It's really.
Are you recommending violent. It to me or to people listening?
To people listening, even to you.
No, I'm good.
No.
Maybe like someday when...
Once you're finished all the TV shows you're watching.
Jay-Z, there will never be a day when I'm finished all the TV shows I'm watching.
Arrow season 3 trailer. Another trailer features Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul! Destiny.
There hasn't been a casting for him yet, so we'll see.
So that features him, but there's
it's like a stand-in. It just shows like his costume.
just watch. Do you like some Asian guy at the stand-in? There's gonna be some white dude playing
Liam Neeson.
Oh god.
Some more trailers. The Walking Dead season 5 trailer shows.
Yeah,
I think it showed too much.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of like. I like to know what... I don't like to know what goes on in the season. I like to,
I wish they showed up, like, a small bit of it.
They give you, like, a whole fucking, like... What the whole season's gonna be about. I know, it's like, basically. Holy shit. Like, I just want to watch it with...
In the panel, they announced that in the Blu-ray and DVD, Rick actually says, you're fucking...
Yeah, he does. People. I remember on Talking Dead, they mentioned that, but they couldn't keep that.
It's horrible.
Chris Hardwick was so upset with that.
Chris Hardwick's a funny guy.
Chris, oh. What do I smell?
What?
Chris Hardwick, male of the week.
Well, he has been in a bunch of panels.
He dressed up as Marty McFly.
Yeah, that's awesome, really cool.
For Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick, male of the week.
We'll see.
Unless a better one popped into mind.
Speaking of some more Robert Kirkman, he released a trailer, sci-fi thriller, Air. Sorry.
Norman Reedus.
So bitch.
Rick Grimes.
That makes me wonder if he's gonna survive the next season.
Yeah, because if you think of, like, a lot, usually that, like, when actors switch shows, they either get, like, killed off or, do you know, but, like, that's the thing, though, there'd be such a huge, like, fucking ripple to the internet after that. People would just go fucking bananas.
There's a comment I saw somewhere, it's
like, if Daryl dies, we riot or something.
There's a funnier comment than that. It was like, I'm not gonna riot, but I'm gonna eat a whole tub of Nutella.
Jesus. He's just a character. Like, I get that he's a good character. Like, you know how many good characters they've killed off of TV shows?
Yeah. Yeah. Air. How do you think that's gonna be?
I don't even know what it's about.
I think it's a post. I think it's like a
apocalyptic kind of.
Might be a space thing. I don't know. Space travel.
Where the air is poison.
There's actually everybody dies. Funny line in the trailer. He's like, "Where are you going? You got no air."
I just figured, like, his greasy head. Where are you going? I don't know.
He actually looks the same from The Walking Dead.
It's a Walking Dead spinoff.
Daryl
goes to space.
We'll talk about some panels we watch later after we're done with the movies.
After we're done our break.
Well, yeah, after
this, or maybe we'll have to take a break between the movies.
Between the movies, because
there's so much shit. Like, I got so much shit too. Okay, did you want to?
Why don't you start us off here?
Oh wait, I didn't say. I get to say for TV news, Guardians of the Galaxy animated series. Yeah, that'll be cool. I probably won't watch it though. But all right, movie news. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is already planned for a 2017 release. Like, already. Like, without even, like a huge...
Well, people who, like, actually, like, watch them already,
Like, I already heard, like, it's, like, amazing. Like,
really good, yeah.
Like, Chris Hardwick says it was, like, incredible.
Yeah. Chris Hardwick, Mail of the Week.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, you know, Rocket Raccoon. I keep mentioning Rocket Raccoon because he's awesome.
Groot.
Chris Pratt.
I've seen some like the B-roll of them, like, voicing the characters.
Really?
Vin Diesel just all he says is Groot.
He just probably wouldn't have taken him very long to do it. I'd imagine, like,
yeah, he actually does, like, the motion capture for Groot.
Oh yeah, I guess so too. Just imagine.
He's actually, no, you see him on stilts and he actually walks really good.
Imagine, like, no, just imagine, like, like, just everyone standing next to each other, and then there's, like, you got Vin Diesel, and he just... Wait, Rocket Raccoon, how did they do that? Was that just
That's just CG.
CG? So yeah. Bradley Cooper was really there.
Go on, Vin Diesel's shoulder.
Could you picture, like, motion capture Bradley Cooper as a raccoon? Hey,
Chris on Vin Diesel's back.
Yeah, Vin Diesel. Hey, man, he's got the muscle, though. Keep Bradley Cooper on his back.
Bradley Cooper, Mail of the Week.
You have a lot of Mail of the Weeks.
Vin Diesel, Mail of the Week.
Not Batista. Fuck that guy. It is a weird casting choice. They picked him to play Drax. I think his name is Drax, right?
Drax, yeah. I don't think it's so weird.
It is weird, like, you had, yeah, because they had, like, you had Zoe Saldana, you got Cooper, Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel, and a Vin Diesel, that was weird. But then you get fucking Batista, and you're like, what?
He's fucking buff, though. He's buff, though.
Yeah, I'm excited for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're probably...
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka. Never done good? Okay. Moving on.
Wait, we gotta tell them that... But what's gonna happen next week?
Well, next week? We may or may not, considering that I... Announcement here. I'm having a wisdom tooth.
He's having a
surgery on my teeth.
A surgery in his butt.
Now I'm getting my wisdom teeth removed. All four of them. It's going to be horrible.
So yeah, he probably won't be able to do
that's
much.
That's why we're doing this early.
So we might, there might not be a podcast next week.
We'll see.
We'll see how he's holding up. But because, like, I'm just saying, because we wanted to do, like, a big Guardians of the Galaxy discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to see it after the weekend. And you're gonna be, like, in bed, miserable.
My face swollen.
I'm gonna like take photos of what's going on. I'm gonna send them to you, and you're gonna be like,
crying my bed,
blood all over the place.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. We got so much shit on this list. Oh my god. I think we should. Okay. Yeah. You go next.
Let's start from the top from my list here. Trailer for a documentary movie, No Cameras Allowed. It's about a guy who sneaks into different music events, Coachella, Bonnaroo, and the Grammys.
The Grammys.
And is brought on tour for Mumford & Sons after showing his footage to a couple bands.
Next.
Have you watched that trailer?
No. Next. Ant-Man!
Ant-Man Comic-Con poster.
Oh, man. There is so much shit. There's so much shit going on.
And for luckily, superheroes especially.
Luckily, I'm here to tell you all about that. So not only did Edgar Wright, as you may know, departed from the film as director, Patrick Wilson, as well as Matt Gerard and Kevin Wiseman have left Ant-Man. Paul Rudd made a statement. He's actually very upset.
I'd be pretty upset
too. Not in a sense that he's like, oh man, what a bunch of assholes. He's upset that, like, you know, the movie's not going as planned. It's getting like shit all over it, all over itself. I'm excited. Like, I want to see how, like I was excited because, like, Edgar Wright would have done well. But apparently, yeah, like, the reason why they didn't, like, Edgar Wright left was because of creative differences. But apparently, like, the new director and him have been, like, talking a lot about the movie and, like, exchanging notes and stuff. So you might still get a small splice of Edgar Wright semen in there.
That's horrible.
Actually, the director of, like, who's directing Ant-Man, his credentials aren't that great. He's made some weird,
like, what?
Comedies.
Oh, wow, you're dropping everything again.
I can search up right now.
While he's searching that up, there's poster and trailer for Mad Max.
Mad Max.
What's the subtitle?
Fury Road.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
The trailer looks
fucking amazing.
Exciting. A lot of explosions. Car flipping. Oh shit.
What?
This just in. The Hobbit Battle of Five Armies teaser trailer just released. So go see that right now. Well, not right now, after you listen to this.
We can't do it right now, since...
We'll have to wait till after.
Yeah, but there's a poster of Battle of Five Armies.
Yeah. I'm excited for... going back to... Mad Max.
Mad Max, okay.
I'm excited for that. You say Mad Men?
No, I thought you were going back to Ant-Man.
No, yeah, okay. Ant-Man. Peyton Reed. He has directed such films as Bring It On... That cheerleader movie.
What?
The Weird Al Show. He did some stuff on there.
Damn.
Oh my god. The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
That movie is actually pretty...
It's pretty charming. Pretty funny. And that's about it.
That's it? Really? That's all you do?
Well, he's done some other stuff, but like some, you know, like TV used to work and... Apparently he's done some, I think, voice work. He was on Beavis and Butthead.
Doesn't make sense.
And he was on the Weird Al Show. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited for Ant-Man, despite all the shit that's going on with it right now. But yeah, going back to Mad Max, I'm excited for Mad Max. Tom Hardy looks like a beast. I love him.
Tom Hardy's like the new big action hero now.
Tom Hardy, meal of the week. But yeah, it looks, yeah, like you were saying earlier before the podcast, that it looks like there's just way too many explosions in it, because like pretty much like 50% of the trailer is like things blowing up.
Might just be a ejaculation fest.
But like apparently like the director said, like the whole movie is pretty much like one whole like chase scene.
Like, that's gonna be interesting.
Like because it's on a road, like they're just going down a whole, like a road and some shit's going down and then. I'm excited though. Hopefully that turns out well. Oh yeah, some more Comic-Con news.
We're gonna cover a lot of Comic-Con.
A lot of Comic-Con news. But I just wanna let this be known that I predicted this and I should deserve compensation for it.
There's never, gonna be. You never announced this on air, so.
Yeah, fuck you. Alright. I mentioned this after we watched Godzilla. I said, just watch. They're probably going to remake King Kong because of all the success Godzilla made. And sure enough, they announced there's going to be a King Kong remake.
Kind of makes sense, though.
I guess, but I'm just saying, it's a very unnecessary remake, considering that the other one is not that long ago that they made it, right?
It was like
2005 or 6, I think, when that came out. But still, and the last Godzilla movie was like that shitty Matthew Broderick one. Matthew Broderick, Mail of the Week.
Where like Godzilla was like a dinosaur.
Yeah, and so they announced that that's going to be going down. And speaking of Godzilla, Godzilla 2 is already planned, and the director, Gareth Edwards, teased that there might be Mothra, or Rodan, or Ghidorah,
in the sequel. Or any other Godzilla enemy.
I want to see Mothra. I want to see him fight a giant moth, because that's great.
That's great.
Who doesn't want to see Mothra? Batman. What?
We'll leave that for last, along with like Avengers stuff.
Since those are we're gonna save our Batman and Avenger talk for last.
We're gonna talk about that for a long time. I mean, for a while. First image of Chris Evans' directorial debut. Before we go,
I'm excited to see that.
Want to read that summary?
Okay, so Before We Go is about a young woman in New York City who races to catch the 1:30 train to Boston. On the way there, she is robbed. She is lost in the dark underbelly of New York at night with nothing and no one. Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Who would have thought? Why does it say Chris's Evans?
I have no idea.
So Chris's Evans.
Chris's Evans.
Yeah,
okay. Doctorial's debuts.
Alright. Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
Not the X-Men character.
Yeah. The Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal movie, but...
A young man stumbles upon the underground world of L.A. Freelance crime journalism.
So yeah, basically he goes around with the camera and takes photos and videos of crime.
It's a greedier Peter Parker.
Yeah. it actually looks pretty good. I'm just, like, if you put together his last maybe, like, five movies, he looks different in every single movie. Because he looks so, like, clean. Yeah, he's all clean-shaved and his hair's all, like, you know.
And, like, Enemy, he looks like his normal self.
Enemy, he's just, yeah, bearded. And Prisoners, he's got, like, that slick back hair, undercut. Yeah. Prince of Persia, look at him in Prince of Persia.
Yeah, he's all buff and, like...
Brothers, he's got, like, a shaved head. Like,
yeah. he's like Christian Bale.
The man who can't be himself.
Some more trailers. 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
Directed by Danny Gilroy.
Yeah, who directed Real Steel and Born Legacy. Because we both know how good those movies were, right? Films. Oh, yeah, amazing.
10 out of 10.
This is a great, amazing film.
100% Rotten Tomatoes.
That is so totally cool. But yeah, what did you think of the trailer?
I don't know.
I don't know what to think of it. Like, it looks cool up until, like, it gets into the weird kinky shit. Right?
It's gonna be weird.
It's just gonna be a weird experience watching that. Cause, Dakota Johnson, I think that's her name, right? Who plays the main chick. Anyway, she's so, like adorable looking and innocent. She
looks so innocent,
yeah. I don't want to see her get tied up and whipped.
Yeah, I don't like actually the guy. see some taste of that bondage.
You get a taste of that bondage in the trailer. So if you're into that, I want you to check that out right now.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up though.
You get your first look at some kink. Speaking of first looks,
Hitman Agent 47, being directed by
Alexander Bach.
That stars Rupert Friend.
Rupert Friend.
As Agent 47 and Zachary Quinto, Hannah Ware, and Thomas Krishman.
I like Thomas Krishman. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I like the video games. Yeah. I haven't played Hitman Absolution though yet.
Actually, have they?
I know, you told me.
You borrow it if you want.
I'm actually playing Max Payne 3 right now.
Really?
Yeah. after months of having it,
I'm finally watching it. It's because we have a podcast, you want to do that stuff now?
Yeah. But, Hitman. Those were
Hitman.
Hitman.
Speaking of Joe.
Yeah.
Well, our friend Joe.
We always mention him. That's like a thing now. We should have Joe's story of the week.
Story of the week.
But yeah, here's our story of the week featuring Joe. He
This was back in maybe, what, grade 11, I think?
Grade 11, yeah.
He mentioned our, we were talking about Hitman, right?
And yeah, something
like he kind of turned to us and he's like, oh, I really like Hitman.
Hitman, what?
Hitman, but he doesn't talk like that. He has like a normal voice, right?
It's like certain like, words he like puts like
certain
weird
words he says. Candy boss
and like
Brandon.
Brandon. But what about Brandon?
What about Brandon and candy bars and creeper crawlers?
Yeah, he's a
yeah. He's a goof.
Oh. Brings a lot of good laughs to our
when he's not like trying to grab you,
like grab her nipples.
Well, he now he does this thing where he like grabs my hand, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Nah, just give me some dick, man." And I'm like, "What?"
He'll be like, "What? Give me some dick.
Give me some dick, man." Like Hitman.
Yeah, but anyways, Hitman.
I'm excited to see Zachary Quinto.
See the trailer for that.
Zachary Quinto.
Actually, was there a trailer?
I think it was just like a
teaser.
Thing, and then poster, some images, pictures, or whatever.
There's like an image where he's like.
Speaking of posters, I don't know why you put this on there, but.
What?
Pierce Brosnan's the Pierce November Brosnan's Man.
Pierce Brosnan's the November Man.
I'm not excited for that.
That's a trailer released also.
Yeah, I don't really.
Directed by Roger Donaldson, who directed The Bank Job and The Recruit.
The Bank good. Job, one of the few movies of Jason Statham's that requires more than one word.
The Bank Job was a pretty good film. It was Mini Cooper's driving around.
Should we save that one?
We'll save
a lot of the superhero stuff for last.
The Uncharted movie, we'll get the Amazing Spider-Man's 3 original release date.
Yeah.
The studio wants Mark Wahlberg to play the role. Nathan Drake.
No.
They've been saying that for a while.
No. He already ruined Max Payne.
Yeah, I don't want him to.
How dare he? They should get someone like...
You know, there's like a comparison of, Pedro Pascal. He's one of the stars for season 4 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, I'm not even on season 4.
Well, he's a really good actor and he kind of looks like Nathan Drake.
Does he?
Yeah. Maybe I'll show you an image.
Fucking Max Payne movie. I can never forgive that.
That's one of the most horrible video game films. Horrible.
Oh, no. Max Payne.
I cannot picture Mark Wahlberg falling and saying no, 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 no. The whole movie. Horrible.
They need to get someone different. Someone who's not as, like, famous as him.
Yeah. Like Pedro Pascal.
Could be good. Or
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion was like my first like kind of choice, but he's a little old now.
Even like Naughty Dog, the company who made them, they got influence from the character from Nathan Fillion's character.
His name is Nathan. They should get this guy. I heard his name is like Nick Ginter. He's a pretty good actor.
Get out of here.
Could totally play that role.
You should play in.
Oh yeah, tell me.
First, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Yes, SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Sponge out of water.
There's some images,
and that movie apparently is about SpongeBob and whoever. I think it's like Mr. Krabs, Squidward, and Patrick go through like a portal into our world, and they're like 3D.
Are they superheroes or something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm not. I'm way past the SpongeBob.
They look all buff and
shit. Yeah, they're all buff and weird. It's not SpongeBob. But yeah, I'm not.
I love the first SpongeBob movie, though.
The first SpongeBob movie is amazing.
Actually, maybe.
I'm a goofy goober. A goofy goober.
Another Berman.
We can do anything.
Another Berman.
I changed my underwear. Oh, Patrick. Patrick, man of the week. I sound like Napoleon Dynamite.
God! Freaking idiot!
Don't let me eat all the freaking chips, Kip!
Okay, moving on. Warcraft, the first movie logo. Movie will star Paula Patton, Travis Fimmel, he's one of the stars in Vikings.
Yeah.
Ben Foster and Dominic Cooper.
Fucking Dominic Cooper, I can never.
Fucking Need for Speed, dude.
Need for Speed. Hey, Jules.
Hey, Jules.
Wow.
That's a pretty pretty good cast.
If anyone wants to watch Need for Speed, watch it for Aaron Paul and Dominic Cooper's awkward, like,
side,
especially smooch. Dominic Cooper's
awkward side hug smooch, whatever that was that he does to.
Like, it had a stutter step to it too.
Yeah, he's all like, "Oh, I don't know what I'm doing here." Ben Foster, though.
Ben Foster is a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that when we were watching Lone Survivor. I wonder who survives in that movie.
I think Ben Foster.
Oh, any spoilers?
Suburban Gothic trailer stars Matthew Gray Gubler and Kat Dennings. Here's a summary of it. Raymond has a prestigious MBA, but he can't find work. He can channel the paranormal, but chatting with a cute girl mystifies him.
Sounds like Odd Thomas. Kind of. But anyway, I have a little something here that no one will care about because it's shit. Pirates of the Caribbean 5 was set to open in 2017. Did I tell you Christoph Waltz is in it?
Really?
I think I mentioned that. But yeah, I after that fourth one, that's...
some of the ones are fun to watch.
I'm sad.
It's because
the first three.
Johnny Depp is amazing.
And for all you Fight Club fans out there, Fight Club 2 is coming to the comic book world, courtesy of the writer of the book.
What's the story gonna follow?
No idea. There's nothing about it right now. Just the fact that it's gonna be a sequel. I'm sure he's working on that right now.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure if I.
Interest.
I think it's a sequel to the book, not the movie, which I think most people think. The ending of the book and the movie are kind of different, so I don't want to talk about that, but we have a lot of trailer stuff on here too.
There's actually a move back to Naughty Dog and all that stuff. Last of Us movie may star Maisie Williams as Ellie. If you don't know who Maisie Williams is, she plays Arya Stark in Game of Thrones.
The redhead?
Arya Stark, she's the little girl.
Ugh!
She's kind of like...
The alien head girl? Looks like an alien.
I don't know, what's your problem? Sam Raimi confirmed as producer, and Neil Druckmann, creative director for Naughty Dog, is set to write the script.
Hey, maybe we're actually going to get a good comic.
A lot of these Naughty Dog games have really good stories.
Very emotionally driven.
Yeah, I want to play The Last of Us game, but I don't have money to buy a PS3.
Why would you want to buy a PS3 after the PS4 is out now? I mean, I guess it'd be cheaper, but...
Because I want to play like some of the games.
It's a good time to buy it now.
Yeah, since all the games are cheap.
This is something we want to talk about right here, quickly.
I want to say that for our superhero talks.
It's not really a superhero talk, though. The Kevin Smith thing.
Oh, the Kevin Smith thing?
Yeah. Okay. So as you mentioned before, Kevin Smith's Tusk, right?
And yeah, we talked about that.
And I talked about how I'm not very interested. Well, the trailer. We watched the trailer.
Intriguing.
I don't even know what the fuck to say. Justin Long,
mustache.
The only thing I like about the trailer is Justin Long and his mustache.
Yeah.
Justin Long, Mail of the Week.
Hasn't been much recently, have you?
Justin Long, Mail of the Week. He's actually going to be, I think, another Kevin Smith movie. But I think he's doing a lot more indie stuff.
Indie, yeah.
But did you notice that Haley Joel Osment's in it?
Yeah.
And he's he's chunky now. He's a big boy. It's weird. I still remember, I picture him as the little kid from Sixth Sense still. Like, I don't even picture him as an old dude. He's
he's older than us.
Yeah, he's older than us and he's fat. But yeah, Tusk, it's basically about Justin Long
is like a
who kind of interviews
people. He's with a podcaster, right?
Yeah,
so he's like us.
the Tusk podcast with Justin Long.
Yeah, but he goes to different places.
Yeah, he goes to different places to interview interesting people with weird and interesting stories. And he goes to this weird guy's house who claims he was saved by a walrus or something when he drowned, and then he pretty much takes Justin Long prisoner and plans
to make him
a walrus. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo. But yeah, the only walrus.
It's like we sing a different Beatles song every episode.
Time. Beatles song. But yeah, it looks really fucked up. I don't know.
It's very
Kevin Smith. Yeah, like I said before, Kevin Smith's taking a weird dark turn, and it's funny that he's making Tusk and. No, they'll let him make Tusk, but they won't let him make a Clerks 3.
which I know you don't care about that, but I do, because I love Jay and Silent Bob, and I want to see them.
See them again. I've been meaning to watch some of those movies.
Those movies are great. You
should really maybe I'll watch them when I'm in bed.
When you're crying. A good way, start with Clerks and then Mallrats.
I think I must have watched one Clerk movie at least.
The second one's alright.
Because I remember some of that stuff.
Like the Ben uniforms. Affleck is like, it's Kevin Smith's muse, pretty much.
Yeah, like Kevin Smith. They're like bros.
Helped him. Like bros. Kevin Smith was also in Daredevil. I don't know if you remember that. I found that funny.
Some more trailers. Was
there a last trailer? Can you see into my eyes?
Stop. Yeah, I think this is one of our last trailers, I think. Which one? I think we have a couple more.
We have more,
Hot Tub Time Machine 2 Red Band trailer. Shit, right? Is that the word to describe it? Shit? That's the word?
Okay, here's the thing.
Without John Cusack,
John Cusack. And it's set in the future. Which is fine, but it just doesn't look like it's gonna be any good.
The first one was really good.
First one was just original.
Yeah.
Like a hot
dog. The cast was really
good. And the cast was, it was funny.
Especially
Cusack. The one thing I did like about the trailer that they show is when they go back into the tub and they're like drinking. And the bear, the guy in the bear suit from the first one randomly shows up. But I thought that kind of funny that they put that back in there. But yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be like an Anchorman 2. No, it's not going to be as good as the first one.
Anchorman 2 was really funny, though. Anchorman 2 was good. I'm just saying, Hot Tub Time Machine 2 doesn't look like it's going to be good. But, and then we just recently watched the trailer for Horns.
Horns.
Starring Daniel
Radcliffe. They have horns and tusks.
Daniel Radcliffe. But yeah, Horns. Horns. Horns is basically about Daniel Radcliffe's character who grows horns on his head.
And he's quote-unquote the devil.
He's suspected for killing his girlfriend. And actually, it sounds weird, but watch the trailer. It actually looks kind of cool. It's weird, that I like that, but I don't like the concept of tusks.
I really like his
accent. His American accent's like amazing, like spot on. It's like you can't even really tell that it's like Daniel Radcliffe. And then I wanted to talk about this because it looks really good, but you didn't watch the trailer. Whiplash, starring Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons, looks really good. Remember how we were talking about how I was a little unsure of him playing like a more serious role?
Yeah.
Like Fantastic Four.
Is that a more serious movie?
Whiplash is like a drama. Yeah, he's like hardcore, and basically he's like a jazz drummer who joins this orchestra band, right? Like the jazz stuff, and they're what's it called? The main, like the one who the orchestrator, is that who it is? What they call them? Anyway, it's J.K. Simmons, the conductor. Yeah, it's J.K. Simmons, and J.K. Simmons plays Jameson from Spider-Man.
Peter
Parker. But yeah, and it's like, and he's kind of like a huge
Spider-Man.
Asshole. He's a huge asshole, and he's like, he pushes his like band performance way too far to the point where Miles Teller's hands actually bleed. And
he get whiplash?
Yes. But yeah, like they even said that when Miles Teller was actually playing, like he got blisters all over his hands.
I got blisters on my fingers.
And his hands actually started bleeding. So that looks like a really intense movie. I'm kind of excited for that.
Oh.
Nice little indie film.
Does he actually drum in real life?
Does Miles? Yeah, he's been drumming since he was like a kid, I think. He says he took more like lessons.
Does it refresh his mind?
To get better, I guess, because he goes hardcore in that.
Goes hardcore. Speaking of Miles Teller, Fantastic Four.
We're actually going to talk about that? Okay.
That's like our last bit of a...
No, we got this one too.
Okay, good.
Well, since you brought up the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, you got a first look at like the Thing.
The Thing. Bust. You get to see the Thing. So basically like the shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you...
I'm skeptical about the movie.
Yeah. Really? I'm excited. Kind of. Like, it looks like it has potential. I like the cast.
Isn't a guy who made who's making that movie?
It's the guy who made Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Chronicle's a good movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. It's
amazing. But yeah, he, the thing, he's not really that orange in it. He looks a little really more grayish.
Grayish,
yeah. Kind of like in the comics.
I don't like his face, though. He looks really small and, like, cartoonish.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jamie Bell. But yeah, okay, and then,
I'm not sold on Jamie Bell thing yet.
Maybe we'll just talk about this and then we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm excited for this one.
Well, let's see. I'll check whatever you have lying around.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about a lot of like the. Well, yeah, we're gonna talk about a lot of that after.
No, we have just small things like trailers. Another Me official trailer for Sophie Turner.
Who the fuck cares?
She's the chick from she's Sansa Stark.
I don't care. Yeah. She's the hot one.
I guess.
The redhead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a horror, suspense, thriller.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this, actually. Yeah.
It's like she sees, like, another her.
Another me.
Yeah.
And then,
And some Brad Pitt, furry posters.
Furry. Wow, okay. Fury. Yeah, Fury, that war movie with Brad Pitt and,
I actually like war movies, so that's
good. Yeah, it looks good. Shia LaBeouf is in it. He's got He's got a hardcore mustache in there.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of mustaches going on.
Even Shane.
Shane from The Walking Dead. You got Logan Lerman in there, too. Every teenage girl's wet fantasy right there.
Logan Lerman. Isn't that like Zac Efron or something?
I think it's both of them.
Both?
That's like a... Both of them, that's like a triple.
Yeah.
Triple
O. And we have some other trailers. Exodus, second trailer.
Yeah, still you don't see Aaron Paul.
Favorite person, Aaron Paul,
who still has yet to be male of the week.
We'll find episode.
You'll find out who Aaron male of the week is gonna be.
And also, lastly, before you go on a break, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. One more. Well, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, Jay-Z's not care. Jay-Z doesn't care about Sin City, but I do. I think Sin City is like one of my favorite movies. I really like the graphic novels, and the sequel looks amazing. The Red Band Comic Con trailer looks great. It was like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it was I think
like 3.5 minutes long.
I think that trailer is too long.
I know, but I don't care. They showed you some good shit and a lot of hot babes.
Hot babes.
Juno Temple is in there. She's in Horns, but she's also in this movie, and she's looking fine. Juno Temple. Do I smell a female of the week? Juno.
Move on to your
Juno.
Stop. Temple. You're gonna swallow my mic again.
Juno Temple, male of the week or female of the week?
Well, what?
Aaron Paul.
This is just in. Juno Temple.
Man, we always have issues with male of the week. Are we like gay? No.
Aren't you gonna talk about your documentary thing?
I just want to let this be known that we're very comfortable with our
sexuality.
Whoa, I was going to say with our feelings, but... Oh. Wow. Whatever turns you on, Jay-Z. But yeah. Juno Temple, female of the week.
Okay. Talk about your documentary then.
Yes. Documentaries. Whew. You know a little bit about Superman Lives, right? No? Well, you wouldn't know because it was never made.
You don't know?
It was never made. Yeah, Tim Burton was supposed to direct this movie called Superman Lives back at, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be, like, I think a reboot of the Superman series with Nicolas Cage as Superman. And the script was written by Kevin Smith. Now, this documentary gives you, like, all the details and exclusive, like, footage and everything, like, test screening did with Nicolas Cage.
I love him in video.
There's
actually on YouTube. You can actually watch it right now.
Him flying.
Yeah, and him putting on the suit.
And his suit is horrible. It's like latex. Looks.
It's like
absolutely.
It's like a protruding Superman.
What does his hair look like again? Wasn't his hair like
long?
Long, yeah.
Oh. Even though some of the like comics had Superman hair as long.
I know, but.
But it looked too long and nasty.
Could you just imagine that though? Tim Burton Superman,
especially with Nick Cage.
With Nick Cage. I know, I'm like, I gotta save the world again. Because I do that in every movie I'm in.
I'm not Clark Kent.
Clark Kent? Who's that?
Who's that guy?
I don't know who that is. Sounds like a cool guy to me.
surfer Nick Cage.
Oh my god.
Let's
take a break. And we're gonna come back. I'm gonna talk about superhero stuff.
See you on the other side.
Nick Cage.
Of Nick's Cage.
Couch Watch Podcast, starring Marco Kine and Jay Brown.
I can't wait until you go to the hospital for like a brain aneurysm.
Brian aneurysm. Today's word.
Okay, welcome back to the show.
Welcome
Couch back. Watch Podcast.
Now we're gonna geek out.
We're gonna jizz.
What?
A bunch.
What?
Hot white cream.
Should I leave?
Or you can watch. So yeah, welcome back to the show. Now we have a lot of superhero
news. Superheroes.
Yeah.
Superhero.
What a day to live.
So it's the year. It's the decade.
The decade of superhero movies. What do you want to start off with? Guess we'll start off with Deadpool. There's leaked test footage from the CGI company Blur. Mm-hmm. Does all the Arkham trailers and a bunch of other trailers.
Arkham trailers are amazing.
Yeah, they are. So that looks, the leaked, like, it was like 2 minutes or something, right?
One and a half. Around there, yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds voices Deadpool.
And yeah. So you don't funny. Get to, yeah, you don't get to see any like,
yeah, just all real CGI. People.
It's just all CGI, and just you just
test footage.
I think it's really good.
Yeah, for a test.
For testing, it's really good. And Ryan Reynolds is amazing. Like, he's great.
A scene like that is actually gonna be in the movie.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
That's like his perfect role.
He's like, he just does the voice really well, and he's just that character.
He's like, he has that
smart ass,
yeah. Sarcastic.
But yeah, I've been waiting for this for like so long. Ever since that shitty X-Men Origins movie, when they announced, yeah, we're gonna make a Deadpool movie. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
I can't wait for that.
It probably won't come out for like another like 3 or 4 years, but whatever.
Yeah, at least we got to see a little taste of it.
Speaking of 3 or 4 years, what did we learn about this past week?
A bunch of Batman stuff. Right?
No.
No? What did we learn?
For all those people who don't know, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. He's like my favorite Marvel hero. Alright. So you can imagine my sad distaste when I heard Amazing Spider-Man 3 will be pushed to 2018 instead of 2016.
Yay, no?
But we get Sinister Six.
Yeah.
2016. And I'm excited for that. There's a rumor though that Spidey might be in it.
I wonder how that's gonna hold up with just a bunch of antagonists.
Cause it's like, yeah, like the thing is like, okay, you got like a bunch of bad guys coming together, right? Like obviously Spider-Man's gonna make an appearance at some point.
Like who are you gonna root for that movie?
I'm just happy that, well, they got that and they got the Venom movie.
The Venom movie, yeah.
Which I'm excited for, to see
a Venom movie. Wonder if Venom will team up with Spider-Man in the future.
I'm sure they'll do something like that, but I'm really excited for that, being a Spider-Man fan. It's a good time to be a Spider-Man fan.
You know, it's,
I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Gotta talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about it. Pour out our feelings.
Talk about it.
Yeah. It's gonna be good. No, but seriously,
yeah, I kinda like the first one. The first Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. It was okay.
Yeah. I wonder how these movies are going to hold up.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 had a great ending, though. Like, the last, like...
It's pretty sad.
Half out... Wow, really? Don't say that.
It was a sad...
People are going to suspect some stuff.
But yeah.
Suspect.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping the third one's better.
Yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, I think they're doing something, I think, with Doc Ock and Vulture. Since they're including them in the Sinister Six. But yeah, the reason it got pushed back, I think, is because of the writer, right?
The writer, yeah.
Because he dipped.
Isn't Mark Webb's not part of it anymore, right?
No, I think he said after the third one.
After the third one?
Yeah, so when the third one's done. But, I mean, like, who knows, though, because now it's being delayed, so he might leave.
Yeah,
but
might leave.
I'm kind of hoping he stays, because I like his touch. His 500 Days of Summer touch. But yeah, we might get to see Black Cat in the third one.
Black Cat. Zooey Deschanel for Black Cat, man.
It's going to be Felicity Jones, man. She's fine.
She is pretty fine.
She's great in Like Crazy. The saddest movie ever.
What's that?
Like Crazy.
Like Crazy.
Yeah. Never seen that?
No.
Search that up right now. Not you, like people listening. Yeah. That's a good movie, but it's really, like, really depressing.
Oh, what's it about?
Basically, she's like this British chick who goes to, I think, the same college as, I think his name, is it Anton Yelchin? The Russian, like,
Anton.
Yeah, he's from Star Trek and Fright Night. Basically, they fall in love, and it's, she has to go back to England.
I think I might have heard that movie.
And yeah, I know what you're thinking, like, okay, she goes back to England, they try to do a whole long distance thing, but no, it's like an honest, like, movie. And it's pretty sad. Jennifer Lawrence is in it too. It's kind of a depressing movie.
Is this like Blue Valentine depressing?
Not as depressing as Blue Valentine, although Blue Valentine is a really good movie. Yeah, but yeah, so Amazing Spider-Man 3 and Sinister 6. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
How excited are you?
Very excited. But I totally forgot about this.
You totally forgot?
I totally forgot. But I think, isn't it Gareth Edwards, Godzilla director, isn't he directing one of the Star Wars spinoffs?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I can't believe you totally forgot to put this on the list. But yeah, they're doing, they got like two like directors from recent movies. I can't remember who now. We'll talk about it next time, but yeah, they're doing a Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett spinoff.
Right? Spinoff. They're doing a Han Solo spinoff and I think a Yoda spinoff. I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting. But yeah, that just came to mind. I don't know why. Really quickly.
Yeah.
I started thinking about who's gonna direct Sinister Six and like.
Don't they have like?
I think Alex Kurtzman, the writer.
They have like a bunch of different directors for like, the Star Wars movies, right?
No, it's J.J. Abrams.
There's a bunch of other people who are
involved.
Yeah,
I think so. But yeah, what was I going to say? Alex Kurtzman's directing Venom. I know that because he wrote the script for it. And I think he wrote the script for the first and Amazing Spider-Man as well as Star Trek scripts. But yeah, so let me move on from that.
Move on. This is like amazing news. Some Batman news.
Batman.
We get not only do we get a bunch of other stuff, but we get a closer look at Batman's cape and cowl.
Yeah.
Cape is like looks longer, looks more.
I like the mask.
Yeah, the mask is really cool.
Like his little ears.
Yeah.
They're very, very Dark Knight Returns
inspired, yeah.
Speaking of Dark Knight Returns inspired, you get a little taste of a clip they showed.
A lot of the teasers got pulled down.
Yeah, so good luck trying to like.
I actually got to watch it before it got took down.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it, but
I might as well.
There are some photos.
Well, if you haven't seen those photos, I'll brief description. It starts with thunder and rain, thunder. As a hand pulls a tarp off of something.
Oh my god!
It's Ben Affleck's Batman. On a Gotham City rooftop.
Oh my god.
And he's in the full bat armor from Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns. His eyes are glowing white, and we see that what he's pulled off is the bat signal. He turns the signal on, and the famed bat symbol fills the sky. But then we see it's aimed at something. A man, floating in the sky.
What could it be? Is it a bird?
Superman?
Up! Wow, you totally ruined my
cut
whole
to a close up of Henry Cavill's Man of Steel, as his eyes start to glow with heat vision. Cut back to Batman, whose eyes are still glowing white. It's the stare down of all stare downs. Cut back to Batman, and we cut back to the title screen. Batman vs Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Still sad you didn't let me do my birds plane thing, but yeah, looks cool. Could be good.
Looks amazing.
Let's just hope that the movie turns out.
If you could actually see that teaser somewhere online,
there are pictures, so you can always look up the pictures. Watch yeah, you like his suit, like the
it's the armor. Miller, yeah,
yeah, it's totally the Dark Knight Returns like suit that he wears when he fights Superman.
Want to watch that? Fucking boner out of my pants.
Despite its review, whatever review it gets, we're gonna see that.
Yeah. So, like, 4 times in a row.
I don't know about that, yeah. But.
Yeah, but more Batman vs Superman news. Gal Gadot. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I don't know what her name is.
Yeah, but it's something like that.
She's hot.
Yeah, that's all. And her Wonder Woman outfit. Mm-hmm. Revealed.
She actually looks good.
Yeah, she looks sexy. What word of the day? Word of the day here. Sexy.
Can she possibly be our female of the week?
Well, there's that image I showed you. Maybe that'll be our whole post. Yeah, but high hopes for that movie. I hope it fucking... Hope it's good.
Because Man of Steel kind of got, like, mixed reviews.
Yeah, because people are, like, hardcore fanboys.
Now you get Batman in there.
Yeah, but that teaser looked promising.
Dawn of Justice. I saw that. We watched a little bit of their panel. They're like their quick 15-minute panel. I liked.
You see, there's like a comparison from the comic, Dark Knight Returns, where Henry Cavill, Superman,
mm-hmm.
he's wearing like the white shirt,
and then.
Like the button down.
Yeah, it's funny. See, like when you watch them walk out, you're like, "Holy shit, that is
Clark." Yeah, they actually and that look is like
Bruce Wayne. Like,
and they look like Diana.
She looks like yeah. It's great. Yeah. I'm like, I don't like fucking people need to get over the Ben Affleck thing.
He actually looks like fucking.
He looks like a Bruce Wayne, and with the mask on, it looks good. That chin though, that puts it all together. That butt chin.
Both their chins.
But yeah. That butler chin. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
Super excited.
When does that come out, Jay-Z? Why don't you tell us a little bit about its release date?
2016?
I think so.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, so we gotta wait quite a while.
But I believe it's gonna be worth the wait. To have to see these two amazing superheroes on screen together for the first time.
Well, despite its cartoon.
Well, live action for the first time.
Yeah, but I gotta go back to Sinister Six for a second. I forgot to mention it.
You keep forgetting stuff.
It's released November 11th, 2016. So that'd be near my birthday. Mm-hmm. That's like a birthday present just for me.
Sure. Sure.
I love you, Spider-Man.
Go back to Marvel here. Daredevil TV series to release in May 2015. Sorry.
I'll probably watch that.
Yeah, you a big fan of Daredevil?
Yeah. I like that shitty movie just because it's shitty. Like I like Batman and Robin because it's shitty.
I hope they make a Punisher one TV series. Punisher is amazing.
I just wanted to make another one with Tom Jane. Did you ever watch that Dirty Laundry short film? The Punisher one? With Ron Perlman and Tom Jane's in it.
Yeah. Might watch it later.
Really good.
And last bit of superhero stuff?
No.
Before we go to Avengers.
Just quickly before we go to the Avengers talk. Doctor Strange.
Looks Joaquin like the Phoenix.
What? Wow.
That's all you have on there.
Wow. I was gonna say they were eyeing Joaquin Phoenix to play Doctor Strange, but you ruined it. You just wrecked it. You wrecked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think about that, Joaquin Phoenix as Doctor Strange?
I like Joaquin Phoenix, but I don't think Doctor Strange is the right role for him.
I don't picture him as Doctor Strange, but I mean, it could be interesting. Like, I think
he plays like maybe another
character. I didn't picture Michael Douglas as Ant-Man, but they're doing that, so whatever.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
It's gonna be interesting.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I really like Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin. Good, great actor. Okay, now we're getting into our Avengers talk. The Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
Watch the panel
for James Spader.
Yeah. James Spader looked like he didn't want to be there.
He looks like he always looks like that, though.
He just looks like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, he's a guy. He's a good actor, but he just looks like an asshole. Like, I don't like... Like, if I was put in a room with him, I'd want to kill myself.
Yeah, but that panel
was... boring person.
That panel was amazing.
Like, everyone came out. They're all, like, happy and waving, and they're all, like, humble. He comes out. He's, like, fucking stone-faced and, like...
He had a smile on.
He's like...
His smile on me.
No, he does that James Spader face.
Did you?
That James Spader. That James Spader.
You watch that panel. Right?
I like Aaron Taylor Johnson. Is just like, he's a good sport, that guy.
He's a good sport.
He's a good sport. I love him. When he ran in, like, he did the quick stuff. And I was like, wow, that's great. This is funny.
Robert Downey Jr.,
he's great. I love the whole flower thing he did, where he's tossing flowers into the audience. That was, like, amazing.
He's
funny. He's great. He's one of my favorite actors. I don't know if you know that. I love the guy.
If Tony Stark came out of the comic book into real life, Robert Downey Jr.
But yeah, then Josh Brolin made his appearance, and I'm very excited.
Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet.
I love Josh Brolin.
He ate a flower.
That was great.
Yeah. That cast, there's nothing wrong with that cast at all.
I'm just like, that's gonna be like a huge, like, anticipated movie for me too.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, superhero movies coming out that I'm, like, super anticipated for.
It's a great time to be a nerd.
Like, yeah, it's like, you got, like Ant-Man. It's like, yeah, like, I'm not super anticipating for it.
I can't believe it took you that long.
Because all of a sudden I was just talking, and you're like, ants, and I'm like, what? You saw an ant somewhere?
Yeah.
But yeah, then you got, like, you know, the Batman, Superman movie, the Avengers, and Sinister Six, and Spider-Man shit going down. I'm excited for that.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah, 2015.
What an amazing time to be alive.
Can't wait for that. Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, Andy Serkis is... But you don't know who he is yet.
I don't know if he's, like... Is he actually in it? Because I heard he was just brought on to work with Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
On his movements and stuff. Because he's, like... Because Andy Serkis is the motion capture king, so...
Yeah,
he's the Mark Hamill of cartoon voices.
That is true.
Yeah. But yeah,
maybe he gets a small role or something.
One can only hope. But yeah, that's it looks really good. I'm excited for that.
But anyway, they showed a teaser trailer.
Did they really?
At the panel. Oh. Nothing has surfaced yet.
I'm sure there will be one soon.
Yeah, maybe later today.
A teaser. But yeah, how long is Comic-Con done? Today? After today?
I believe so.
Because 5 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday was the fourth. Today is the fifth. But yeah, man, the Avengers.
Yeah, I'm excited for that movie.
Fucking Chris Hemsworth when he flexed his arm. His arm literally is the width of Chris Hardwick's body. Chris Hardwick.
He is Thor.
Yeah, I like his little joke about if only he could play, if only Thor could be a woman. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, they're all talking about how he could portray the female Thor. Yeah, you one ugly woman.
I don't.
Chris Hemsworth with titties.
You already have titties.
Oh, with bigger boobs. Like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than it.
Yeah, you thought you forgot about that scene. Now it's back in your mind.
Yeah. Blame Nick for all this.
Blame me for all this talk. All this posh talk.
All this posh talk. We're...
Yes, posh podcast.
Since we're on some panels, we watched the Marvel one, right?
No, the only ones I watched was the Avengers and Dawn of Justice. You watched, I think, a bit more.
Yeah. I watched the Interstellar.
How was that?
Panel. That was pretty goddamn good.
Yeah. I'm gonna say
it was only like 15 minutes, but...
Looks good.
Yeah.
I like that, Matthew McConaughey's in there.
He did his alright bit.
Alright.
It's both him and Christopher Nolan's first Comic-Con.
Really?
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan never did any of like the Dark Knight stuff?
No.
Really?
He's not that type of person.
What an asshole. I'm just kidding. He makes great movies. He make a great film.
I also watched the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
That panel looked fun.
Speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D., they got that, that Agent Carter show coming out. I'm not down with that.
I like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Dominic Cooper is apparently supposed to be in it, though.
Really?
So maybe we'll get some more awkward smooching scenes.
Side smooch. Yeah, but that panel was fun.
What's that one right there?
Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a really funny, yeah.
You should watch the Walking Dead panel. Apparently there's some good stuff in there.
Have I watched that one? I think I watched that panel too.
Carl!
I watched that panel too.
Dad! Yeah, but Dad!
Fucking Carl in his whiny voice.
Game of Thrones panel. Pretty fun. They announced new characters. I don't watch.
Actually, I heard the panel was kind of disappointing though, wasn't it?
Not really. They revealed some new characters. I don't read the books, so I don't know who they are.
We're releasing a new character by the name of Glock Glock. And you're like, yeah! And everyone's like,
There's eight new characters to reveal.
Great. Eight more subplots you need to worry about.
No, no, because Arya escaped.
Wow. What?
I didn't say escape from anything.
The fuck are you... Oh my god, I'm gonna freak out in a second. I told you, not even mention anything.
I'm sorry, I'm like...
Don't even mention anything.
Because I'm used to talking to people who actually watch
it. I don't care, don't even mention anything from it.
Fine, I won't mention anything.
Ever, I don't want to hear it.
Game of Thrones. Don't be like this guy who hasn't watched season 4.
I got a lot of commitments to a lot of shows, alright? I have to make time for it. It's a long-ass show. It's long episodes, man. Do you not understand that?
Anyways, I also watched The Walking Dead...
Fuck you.
...panel.
I'm out of here.
Bye, Nick. He's gone. It's just you and us.
It's just you and Michael Caine.
Michael Caine makes a return.
Hello, everybody.
Since we forgot to, because there's a lot of news to talk about, we didn't say what we recently watched and played.
That's true.
Guess we'll do that here.
Well, I mentioned earlier that I was getting back into Max Payne 3.
Max Payne.
How was
that so far, then?
Pretty good. I have to kind of my thing, I don't know, I have a weird thing where I can't play it for too long.
Really?
I don't know.
That's like a short game.
I'll play I'll make missions and stuff, and then I'll kind of stop and go back to it later. But yeah, it's a good game. Reminds me a lot of, it's like some throwback stuff. Even though it's kind of completely different. Not completely different.
It's not... Just some of the mechanics are...
I just like, bullet time stuff and all that.
Bullet time in any game is great.
It's great. And then I,
What?
I watched, I mentioned that I was watching Rectify. I watched the James Dean movie, the TV one, that James Franco did back in, 2001. Really good movie for a TV movie. Maybe just because I'm a James Dean fan. So that, obviously, is great. Because, he plays them, pretty spot on, too. I was really impressed.
Because they look the same, don't they?
Sort of, yeah. There's, so you get to... there are certain parts in the movie where he makes his James Franco face.
So you're kind of like, like James Dean. The squishy eyes. But other than that, you did a really good job. I'm kind of curious to see Dane DeHaan's version of him in that new movie coming out with him and Robert Pattinson. And I also watched R.I.P.D. My God, was that bad movie. Yeah. Well, it was like, okay. It's like one of those movies where it's bad, but like you can watch it.
It's like the first two Transformers.
Yeah, it's like, it's just fun. Like, it's not like don't watch it for the Expendables movies. It's a movie that like it's bad, but like don't take it seriously. It's a fun movie to watch, I guess.
What would you rate that movie?
Like with an honest rating, or my enjoyment rating.
Your honest rating.
My enjoyment rating was like out of 10, maybe like 5 or 6, I guess. It's not that. I know that doesn't sound that great, but I mean, it was all right.
You're downplaying this.
The movie, I'd maybe give it like a 3 or 4.
Damn.
I know. Maybe a 4.5, actually. Just because I really like Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds. They're really good together. And there were some funny parts. Like, because I guess everybody else who sees them, they see them as different people. Yeah,
in the trailer.
So, Jeff Bridges is like this really smoking hot, like, blonde chick. And then Ryan Reynolds is this, like little Korean man.
Small Korean dude.
And he's got, and the part, like, when they pull out their guns to people look like bananas.
Really?
It's funny when you see like these Korean guys running down the street with a banana, and he's like going like he's shooting somebody. It's funny. It's a good movie. Like, they're not a good movie. It's like, I don't know. It's all right, I guess. I know it's not a good movie, but I mean,
it's fun.
If you got time to kill and you want to just like watch a whatever kind of movie, then that's a movie to watch.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, I haven't watched much movies lately. I've been busy with a big school project.
That I'm not included in.
Well, it was like a poster board thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
Anyways, I played a bunch of games, though. I finished Dragon Age 2. Dragon Age 2. It was okay, game. It was okay.
It's like you were hyping it up there, and now you're like, it's okay.
It's okay, yeah. Well, it's a... I don't know how to explain it. It's play it for the action and gameplay, because the story is not that good. Like the gameplay, it's pretty fun. Also played Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
That's you a remember the game? Yeah, I love that game. I have that game PSP.
Yeah, it's right it on it. This here laptop.
Really?
Yeah. Let's playing that game brings back so much memories.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Wish they made a third one.
You should.
They should. With, especially with all these Avengers and all this stuff going out, you should really make it.
I always played as Deadpool.
Yeah.
I played as Deadpool, Wolverine, Spider-Man, and I think Captain America.
Yeah, I always played as Spider-Man and, like, Thor.
Deadpool was a really good character.
Yeah.
Some good shit. And then Wolverine was,
was OP.
Hardcore.
He was fucking OP. Yeah.
Wolverine's always hardcore, except for X-Men Origins Wolverine. They just need to erase that movie.
Apparently they're going to parody that in the Deadpool movie.
Really?
Yeah, I think like a small script leaked from the Deadpool movie, and they
mentioned
like,
it?
Yeah, it was like Deadpool, he's in a theater, and he's actually watching the movie. He's like, what the fuck is this? Really? He goes around and kills people.
That, okay.
Because he's like so mad that they portrayed him as like that.
That would actually be really funny. That's kind of like playing with the whole like, you know, movie within a movie kind of thing.
Well, it goes break the fourth wall a lot.
I got one. Okay, so I kind of hope they do his origin. Like, I want to see him become.
Yeah, that's a pretty sad origin.
He has really sad origin.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like that's the thing. I don't know if I could like if it'll look good seeing him run around and like
any thing with Deadpool in it is fun. So
yeah, it'll be fun, no doubt, but I just hope it's a good movie.
Also played Smite, if you guys don't know what that is.
Stretch
online MOBA. I actually got promoted to silver. Got out of bronze hell. Hey, I listened to your stuff that you talk about.
Clapping like genuinely.
No, you're not. Anyways.
I'm proud of you. Here. Come here.
Moved out of come bronze. Here. Oh, thanks, man.
Give me a hug. Give me. What?
I thought you
do get the fuck off me, man.
Anyways, Smite, if you guys don't know. You guys play that. You guys play that shit. Add me. Direct message me on Twitter.
Do they even know your, like, name?
Yeah, we've said our name, like, numerous times. No, just direct message me on Twitter, man. Come on.
Yeah, but if they direct message you, they direct message me.
No, on my personal Twitter.
Is your personal Twitter even linked to the...
They just search me up, and it's actually on there.
Jesse Nicholas Snake Enter follow us, please.
At the Green Snake.
I actually did get some new followers, so I'm kind of wondering if that's because of the podcast. Maybe.
I got a couple, too.
Like, randoms. I haven't gotten randoms in a while.
Yeah, I haven't got randoms either, so...
No porn star randoms, that's...
It's actual real people.
Real people with real... Actually, I had this one guy who tweeted me as, like... He's like, yeah, man, I love your stuff. Here's my YouTube channel. Please subscribe and whatever. I'm like,
yeah, it is. Is that the Danny guy? It is really? The one guy who follows us.
Hold on.
No, it's not actually DeForney.
No, I'm saying, like, yeah, his name was Danny, though, yeah. Wasn't it?
Hold on, let me see. Directed message us.
Let me see that.
I doubt he listens to our podcast, though.
He probably listened to, like, 5 minutes of it.
Hold on. He's like the sub for sub guy.
We're gonna investigate this in a second. Oh shit. Okay, is it on our,
It's on our Twitter. I think I have our Twitter open.
Yeah, man. Couch Watch Podcast.
Yeah, right here.
Danny Vlogs, right?
Right? Danny Vlogs.
Yeah, that's the one that I got.
Yeah, that guy tweeted us. I mean, direct messages.
Danny Craps. Danny. So yeah, if you're really bored, go. Look at him, I guess. I haven't really looked at any of his shit, so I don't know. How many followers we have? That's sad.
Well, we could promote ours. Let's see.
Follow us on Twitter, please.
Follow us on Twitter. If you guys have Twitter.
I think this is something like we kind of mentioned before, but we forgot to talk about in our last two podcasts. About, yeah. Like, if anyone wants to, like, ask us questions or anything.
Yeah.
You can always feel free. That. I'm sure we won't get any questions, but, I mean, if you always want, you can. You can always just message us on Twitter or...
Or a Tumblr?
Tumblr. We actually did get a Tumblr thing.
It was from a bot.
But that was from our bot, yeah.
Yeah, but if you guys enjoy the podcast and want to...
You want to be a
recommend part of it. I guess you could recommend it.
Recommend. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Just say something to us. You can tell us that we're a bunch of assholes. We'll say, yeah, okay.
If you want this podcast to be bigger and better, feel free to, like, promote it. I guess since we're really small.
If you want us to be rich... And you're gonna be remain poor. Then yes.
Yeah. Let's move on to new releases here. New releases.
Oh god damn it.
Video game. There's only like four, dude. Come on. Video games. Unrest for the PC. Legends tell stories of heroes, villains, and quests that save the world from darkness. The streets tell a different story. Unrest for the PC.
What?
The Wizard for the PC. The Wizard is a quirky, turn-based dungeon puzzler with unique spellcasting system and a lovely 16-bit look and a high-quality soundtrack. Nice dancing there. Gods Will Be Watching for the PC. There's a bunch of indie games. Gods Will Be Watching is a minimalistic point-and-click thriller centered on despair, commitment, and sacrifice as players face narrative puzzles and moral dilemmas that will affect both the lives of your team and the people you're sworn to protect. Firefall for the PC. Firefall is a free-to-play open-world PC action shooter developed by Red 5 Studios. I saw some of that shit. It's shit.
And it's lovely that we're promoting it right here.
It's shit. The Last of Us Remastered for the PS4.
The Last of Us Remastered.
The Last of Us is a...
If you don't... Okay, if you don't know what the fuck The Last of Us is, you're... Get out of your fucking basement, man.
What? Wouldn't be... I don't know.
Unless you're listening to us in the basement, then thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, fan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, fan.
Friend.
Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Some movies.
Oh, here we go.
I want to take this over.
Hercules. Shit!
Hercules.
Actually, I heard it was like shitty and kind of okay. Which I don't really get.
Hercules. Having endured his legendary Hercules. I mean, what do
you
flavors. Want?
Like, you don't have to tell them the
Hercules, the Greek demigod, has his life as a sword everybody for hire. Everybody
Hercules. Hercules is.
Are you okay?
This movie's making me okay? fall out of my lap.
Okay.
Damn it, man. To
Lucy.
I heard that was pretty shitty.
Yeah. A woman accidentally caught in a dark deal turns the tables on her captors and transforms into a merciless warrior evolved beyond human logic.
How dare they use my mother's name for a shitty movie?
A lot of people have that name. So.
My mother's name.
Want to read that off?
The Fluffy movie. Yeah, you give me the fucking Fluffy movie. Everybody knows. Did people know who Gabriel Iglesias is? He's a shitty comedian.
Yeah, he's a shitty comedian.
It's a shitty movie. So go watch it if you don't want a shitty experience. If you want to
puke. Want to read that one then?
No.
No? The Magic and the Moonlight.
I'm very upset with your picks.
Well, these are like the only like notable. A romantic comedy about an Englishman brought in to help unmask a possible swindle. Personal and professional complications ensue. Want to get the next one, though?
No.
It's pretty good. That one has actually been getting good reviews.
A Most Wanted Man. It's a good movie. Go see it.
Why don't you read the summary so people know what it is? You're the one who said...
I don't know. I don't want to fucking pronounce it.
A Chechen Muslim.
Well, that's really how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Illegally immigrates to Hamburg, where he gets caught in the International War on Terror.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in that.
Apparently that's been getting pretty good pretty reviews. Good.
And so it goes. A self-centered realtor enlists the help of his neighbor, when he's suddenly left in charge of the granddaughter he never knew existed until his estranged son drops her off at his home.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you want me to go next?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good acapella version. Very good girls. Two New York City girls make a pact to lose their virginity during their first summer out of high school. When they both fall for the same street artist, their friends find their connection tested for the first time.
Sounds like my kind of movie.
Is it? Dakota Fanning is in there.
Hello. Happy Christmas. Yeah, so actually, I'm quite interested in this film. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
After a breakup, Jenny moves in with writer Kelly, her filmmaker husband, and their child. Despite a rocky start, Jenny's influence helps Kelly realize that an evolution in her life, career, and relationship is necessary for her. And yes, Anna Kendrick is in this movie.
Yeah.
So is Mark Webber. Mark Webber.
Okay.
He's from Scott Pilgrim. Yeah, Anna Kendrick. Female. You have too many male and females of the week. I'm going to have to, like... I'm literally, when I get home, I'm going to draw it out of a hat. And whatever I get, that's just going to be who it is.
Yeah, we'll see who the real female
is. It's a surprise. You're not even going to know until it's too late.
My man is a loser. Two married friends employ a single playboy to help them get their mojo back to save their marriages.
Mojo.
Mojo Jojo. Oh,
fuck that guy. Yeah, scary as fuck.
Well, are you actually scared? Mojo Jojo?
Yeah. Fuck if I'm the Mojo
Jojo.
I can't like a Japanese version of it. Mojo Jojo.
It's pretty racist.
I don't think these are like ruining quality.
Munching
sorry,
on
I'm eating M&M's. The Couch Watch podcast brought to you by M&M's. Not the meat shop.
What? The meat shop?
I own a meat shop.
You own a meat shop?
No, M&M meat shop.
Oh. Alright.
Yeah.
The candy. The chocolate candy.
We're funded by M&M's.
We are absolutely not. Don't sue us.
What are they, why, how could they sue us? We have nothing.
We have nothing.
What are they going to take? What are they going to take from us? Your fucking laptop? Like?
Possibly.
All right. Well, I'm sure they have enough money to afford fucking infinite laptops. Like those little, that little peanut M&M guy and his buddy. I'm sure they're rich. Yeah,
probably are. You okay? I was choking on your water.
Yeah, so what's the verdict, man?
Are what's the good? Verdict? I guess we're good. Follow us on Twitter at CouchWash.
Wait, we gotta say our farewells.
We'll say that after we plug ourselves.
No, but I want a long...
Fine, y'all.
Or I'm gonna do a... I'm gonna serenade our... We're gonna serenade our listeners with a nice Beatles tune.
A Beatles tune.
All through the day... I'm in mine. Yeah! I was born to be a star.
Well, there you have it, the Comic-Con special. The Comic-Con extravaganza.
Featuring Michael Caine.
No, we're not doing that.
Retarded Michael Caine. And
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage,
Ghost Rider. He should be in Avengers.
Alright, we're done after that comment.
Wanna plug us?
Plug? I'll plug this microphone.
Follow us on Twitter.
Your asshole.
Follow us on Twitter at CouchWatchPC.
CouchWatchPC on Twitter. All right,
Tumblr. CouchWatch.tumblr.com.
You heard of there.
And, you know, shout us out to your friends who like movies, games, and television.
What was your shout out today, Jay-Z?
My shout out for today. Shout out goes to the dentist who's pulling my teeth out tomorrow.
Shout out goes to our friend Joe, who will not be listening to our podcast. He doesn't even know they exist.
Whatever.
He's going to know soon enough.
Is he? There you have it. Comic-Con special.
The Comic-Con
special. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Or night.
Or morning. Or
evening. You're in, I don't know, maybe if you're like in Japan or something.
Yeah.
All those little Japanese girls listening to our speak, they don't know what we're saying. I'm here to be racist. I don't know if people realize that by now. Okay.
See ya.
We're good.
You good? Yeah.
Maybe just. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'll save the racism for next time.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.